Estamos con Eric Javits. Ese es el hombre del sombrero. El diseñador de la pieza más comentada del día ayer. La ropa, el atuendo y el sombrero que usó Melania Trump.
¿El que diseñó el sombrero no diseñó el resto del vestido?
Yo creo que no.
No.
Son distintos.
Solo diseñó el sombrero.
Exactamente. Él ha sido portada de Vogue, de W Magazine, de Bazaar, de Vanity Fair, de Town and Country, de Elle. Él es un diseñador de sombreros, de accesorios, de bolsos. Y está en el Consejo de la Moda de los Estados Unidos. Y ha ganado varias veces el premio del sombrero del año. Lo primero, Ana, es saludar a Eric y felicitarlo por semejante sombrero.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio.
Thank you. Good to meet you over the phone. Yes.
Let us say congratulations on the, you know, the everything that this hat has cost.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's been really a firestorm of a lot of compliments, you know. Everyone seems to love it.
Yes.
And she really wore it well. It was a very understated hat, you know, in my hands. I didn't imagine that it would really, you know, provoke that level of attention. But she's so special and beautiful and has so much inner grace that it really brought the whole thing to life, you know. It really was very impactful, you know. So a hat that was understated, yes, elegant, but not what I would consider a wow hat, became something extraordinary. Once she put it on, she brought it to life.
Bueno, Julio dice que aprecia toda esa atención que ha recibido este sombrero, ha recibido muchísimos elogios porque la gente pareció amarlo, pero cree que todo es gracias a Melania, cree que lo usó muy bien porque cuando el diseñador tenía el sombrero en sus manos, no imaginó que provocaría tantos comentarios, y ella es tan hermosa, tan especial, tiene tanta gracia, que trajo el sombrero a la vida y generó un impacto tan grande. Es un sombrero elegante, pero normal, no tenía ese factor wow o de asombro, y ella lo convirtió en algo extraordinario.
¿El diseñador del vestido opinó del sombrero o el diseñador del sombrero opinó del vestido? ¿O trabajaron conjuntamente?
Did the designer of her, of the dress that she wore, did you guys collaborate? Did he give any opinion about the hat, or did you give any opinion about the rest of the outfit?
No, not at all. I was basically given information about the hat and asked to create a hat in the same fabric as her outfit. And, you know, so that was something interesting for me to do. But I didn't have any direct contact with the First Lady, and I didn't have any direct contact with the designer of the outfit. And I think that, you know, the decisions about that were really made by the First Lady herself, because she knew the type of hat I think she liked for this occasion. She had bought one of my styles for summer online on my website a couple of summers ago, and she loved that hat, even though the occasion she had planned to wear it to had been canceled. But I was told that she liked that idea, the concept of that one. And then also I sent up to New York, because I'm located in Miami right now, I sent up to New York for her to try on something else that I had that was, you know, a close idea, and offered to interpret that in the fabric of her outfit, you know, that would be appropriate for fall winter.
Nos dice que para nada tuvo interacción con el diseñador del vestido. Nos dice que incluso tampoco tuvo ningún tipo de contacto con la primera dama. Simplemente le dieron alguna información para poder elaborar este sombrero. Le pidieron que creara un sombrero con la misma tela del vestido. Eso fue algo muy interesante para él de hacer. Nos dice que pues esas decisiones que tomaron con respecto al atuendo que usó la primera dama vienen de ella, porque sabía el sombrero que le gustaba para esa ocasión. ocasión. Nos dice que incluso ya había comprado en línea en el verano o un par de veranos atrás un sombrero y amó ese estilo y tenía, digamos, unos planes para usarlo y esos planes se cancelaron, pero el concepto le quedó gustando. Nos dice nuestro invitado que él está en Miami ubicado y mandó a Nueva York algo más para que se probara cerca a la idea que tenía pues la primera dama del sombrero que le había gustado y pues así le ofreció interpretar algo parecido con la tela del vestido.
Se lo mandó a Nueva York, ¿no?
¿Dónde estaba ella? Sí, se lo mandó a Nueva York.
Nuestro invitado, y ahora sí se entiende, estoy leyendo más de él, es un pintor, él es un escultor, o sea, es un artista integral. Obviamente todos queremos el sombrero, y obviamente este sombrero se hizo uno para un total de uno, pero yo creo que ya en internet la perrateada debe ser total, y estoy seguro que la próxima colección de Zara, que la lanza mañana, estará el sombrero. ¿A él le molesta que le vayan a perratear el sombrero?
Of course that you made one hat. But as you can imagine, and with the fast fashion world, in a couple of days or maybe even tomorrow, we're going to have a similar hat like yours being sold all over the internet. Does it bother you that you're going to have to see thousands of replicas of your hat?
I received that as a compliment, a very high compliment. And I think that, at some later time, I could put into production, other versions that were, more commercial of this hat, because this hat was constructed all by hand with couture techniques of minuscule hand stitching, which is, took, some days to do. And, a more commercial one would be blocked out of, dark blue felt. And or a summer version would be a straw, a dark navy straw with a similar band and so forth. But I haven't planned that out yet. And of course, that takes time to offer it. But I think that, a classic hat like this, it'll never look dated. It will always look, sort of timeless. And so that's fine. If I'm not the first one to come out with a copy or my version of it, I'd be highly complimented if any other manufacturers want to give it a try.
Pues nos dice que más bien sentiría esto como un absoluto elogio, porque nos dice que si no es el primero de hacer unas diferentes copias de este sombrero y hacerlo mucho más comercial, pues nos dice que el sombrero como tal demora mucho tiempo en hacer, porque es un sombrero bastante especial que emplea diferentes técnicas y toma ciertos días para elaborarlo. Nos dice que se puede reproducir otras versiones y nos dice que podría ser una versión mucho más comercial para el verano, pero pues no ha pensado en eso, así que pues si alguien más se le adelanta y lo copia, él cree que eso es más bien un elogio.
Grace, ayer algunos bromeábamos que con ese sombrero ella no podía ver, que su rango de visión era muy limitado, y yo quería preguntarle eso, ¿qué tanto rango de visión él cree que limitaba el sombrero? Yesterday, as you know, the world of the internet and social media, there was tons of memes about the ability of Melania to see her range of vision when she was wearing the hat. Do you think she had a limited range of vision because of the hat?
I don't know about that, but generally, the line of the hat replaces the line of your hair. And, that style hat could be worn tilted or could be pulled down to eyebrow level the way we saw her wear it, sort of straight on and pulled low. I think that's just, the way it's supposed to be worn. And, while she was outside, she probably wanted to make sure that it was secure. And I had engineered it with an invisible elastic that would go underneath her chignon in the back. But I don't know if she actually used that or not, So it's, it definitely fit her head properly, but you never know in a high wind if something will move or what, so.
No sabe sobre eso puntualmente. Nos dice que generalmente este sombrero se pone en la línea del cabello, pero se le puede bajar un poco al nivel de la ceja, como ella lo hizo. Ella decidió usarlo un poco más bajo y es simplemente la manera como ella lo quiso usar. Cuando ella estaba afuera, seguramente quería como asegurarse de que el sombrero no volara, no se fuera, pues, con el viento y le hizo un elástico de seguridad que lo ajustaba en la espalda. No sabe si finalmente ella usó ese elástico que pues le agregó como método de seguridad al sombrero, pero sin duda cabía perfectamente en su cabeza, le quedaba muy bien y pues era necesario, digamos, todas esas medidas que se tomaron para evitar que el viento lo moviera.
Yo quisiera preguntarle por el futuro de posibles diseños para Melania Trump. O sea, ¿él sueña con poder establecer ese contacto y hacerle más diseños a la primera dama?
Speaking about the future and that relationship with Melania Trump, do you have any dreams or proposals that you would love to make happen in terms of making more hats for the first lady?
Oh, that would be a huge thing for me. I would love to. I don't know. You know, there's not been any conversation about that. I'm, you know, feeling encouraged that because of yesterday's success, perhaps, you know, they'll reach out to me again when, you know, the need arises. And, of course, I would always do my best, you know. I from the very beginning of my career, my goal was really to make women look their best. And, you know, my background in art, you know, drawing, painting, sculpture particularly, helped me do that. I mean, I created shapes, hat shapes, that would work on many different kinds of faces. And, you know, when I first started, a lot of women weren't really used to wearing hats, and they complained that they were too hard to travel with, and their husbands didn't want to carry hat boxes and all that. And I was, you know, told, oh, it flattened my hair and all that. You know, there were many different challenges involved. And so I've always been very keen on listening to people carefully and then trying to solve the problem and come up with a solution that works. And that's really how I developed packable sun hats that were protective against, you know, the ultraviolet rays of the sun.
Eso sería algo muy importante para él. No ha habido conversaciones al respecto, pero nos dice que por el éxito que tuvo ayer el sombrero, pues él esperaría que lo contacten de nuevo cuando lo necesiten. Él siempre hará el mejor trabajo que pueda, porque desde el comienzo de su carrera, su meta ha sido que la mujer se vea en su mejor versión posible, y él en su contexto de pintor, de escultor, pues todo eso lo ha ayudado a cumplir con ese objetivo. Él siempre crea esas formas que le sirvan a muchas caras y que le favorezca a la mujer. Sin duda es un trabajo de muchos retos, pero siempre trata de escuchar a las personas para resolver los problemas e inconvenientes que tiene, y pues que generar las soluciones que mejor se adapte a la persona, como por ejemplo estos sombreros que puedan proteger de los rayos del sol.
¿Podríamos reconocer en ese sombrero tan bello una influencia del sombrero cordobés?
Yes. So do you believe that in the elegance of this hat that you made, you could see any resemblance of, I'm going to try to, I don't know if you know this type of hat, but it's the Cordobés hat?
I'm not familiar.
It's from Cordoba. It's a region of Spain.
Spain.
And it's a hat used in the some ceremonies.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, that wasn't top of mind when I created this hat, but, you know, the boater is really a very classic shape. And, you know, it's a good shape because it looks good on many different kinds of women, depending on the proportion. You know, this one had a lower crown, and the brim had a slight slope to it. And I think that was really her preference, you know, what looked best with the outfit. It was very succinct, very sharp. You know, it was kind of dramatic in a very understated way once she put it on. And, you know, Washington, D.C. is a very conservative town overall. It's not famous for fashion. So, you know, like New York is. So people don't really take fashion risks there, and it wouldn't be appropriate anyway. But, you know, she has a very good sense of what looks good on her, and that's probably in part due to wearing good clothes for many years and also having her early days in a fashion modeling career. So she really has a very keen sense of, you know, what looks good and how to pull it off.
Pues no conoce el sombrero cordobés, nos dice que la forma del sombrero es bastante clásico, es una forma que favorece a muchas mujeres dependiendo de la proporción. En este caso usó una corona mucho más baja dependiendo de la preferencia de Melania, que ella quería que se viera así como muy clásico, muy dramático. Nos dice que en Washington no hay mucha moda, es más bien conservador comparado con Nueva York, no toma muchos riesgos en ese sentido, pero ella siempre hace que se vea bien todo porque tiene un muy buen sentido de la moda, por su carrera de modelaje, por supuesto, y pues hace que todo se vea bien.
Él nos contó hace unas cuantas respuestas que había enviado otro sombrero como una segunda opción. ¿Nos puede tratar de describir, yo sé que describir un objeto así no es fácil, pero de describir un tanto cómo era el otro sombrero que le propuso a la primera dama?
You said that you also sent a second option, another hat, to the first lady. Can you share with us and try to describe how was that second option that you sent?
Okay, so the second option had the same crown height as the hat she ended up wearing. So it was a lower crown and had a flat brim. The brim was probably a little larger than the one she ended up wearing, but I think it gave her the chance to see what the lower crown would look like, you know. So that was definitely, you know, a good move on my part to have selected that one to send her for a try on. And that's a style that I didn't actually ever produce. It was, I think, created for a photo shoot some years ago, and I just kept it in my archive.
Pues nos dice que las segunda opción tenía el mismo alto de la corona del sombrero que usó, tenía, digamos, la parte de alrededor un poco más plano. Cree que ese sombrero le dio el chance de comparar y ver cómo se le veía como una corona mucho más baja, así que pues dice que fue una buena movida de su parte para que se probara e intentara otra cosa distinta. Es un estilo realmente que él nunca produce, solo como para editoriales de moda y ese tipo de cosas, y pues por suerte lo tenía en sus archivos.
Ana, yo quiero preguntarle a Eric, yo quisiera, por ejemplo, un sombrero de esos, pero además de un evento de ese nivel de glamour, ¿en qué otro tipo de espacios puede usar uno ese tipo de sombreros?
Let's say that somebody wants one of your hats. Apart from an event like this one that, of course, requires the highest level of glamour, in which other type of event do you think we could use a hat like this?
I think for a special occasion, you know, it's appropriate to wear a hat, whether it's for a wedding or something, or a christening, something, you know, along those lines. It's definitely appropriate for what happened yesterday, you know, with the inauguration, because it's a very formal, traditional type of event, you know, that we see happen every 4 years in the United States of America. And, of course, you know, millions of people are watching it. And I think that, you know, we're sort of in a resurgence of patriotism in this country. And, you know, I think it's important for young people to have good role models. And, you know, we've seen the casualization of fashion over the years. You know, a lot of standards have deteriorated. You know, when I was young growing up in the 1960s and the 70s, you know, you had television series where, you know, people were very well-dressed and very polished and put together. And, you know, that became sort of an example. And, of course, first ladies are always an important example. And, you know, so this is important. I think it's important to raise standards. Once again, yes, it's fine to be casual in, you know, leggings or yoga pants and shorts and when the weather's, you know, hot or whatever. But, you know, when you have a special occasion, you know, you have to pull it together and you have to look your best. And that's just, you know, people really appreciate it. It's a gift for them as well as a gift to yourself.
Pues dice que una ocasión especial puede ser un buen momento para usar este sombrero, cualquier evento que sea, digamos, importante, como un matrimonio o por ejemplo, lo que pasó ayer, una inauguración presidencial, un evento tan formal, un evento tradicional como este que pasa cada 4 años, que están viendo millones de personas, es muy importante para su país porque nos dice que muchos jóvenes están viendo a estas personas y es importante que tengan buenos modelos a seguir. Él cree que hay como una casualización de la moda al pasar de los años, es decir, que los estándares se han deteriorado al pasar del tiempo. Cuando él era joven, en los 60s, en los 70, tenía series de televisión las cuales veía, donde la gente estaba muy bien vestida, se veía perfecta, y ese es un muy buen ejemplo de cómo las primeras damas siempre pueden ser ese modelo a seguir y subir los estándares de moda. Y está bien estar en ropa casual, deportiva, en leggings, en licras, en la ropa para hacer yoga, pero en una ocasión especial hay que verse lo mejor posible, y eso la gente lo aprecia y quien lo usa también.
Claro.
Uh-huh. Ana, por favor, pregúntele si en el caso de él ocurre lo que suele suceder, que muchos diseñadores, para con tal de que una personalidad como Melania luzca su prenda, su accesorio, obsequian el objeto, el sombrero en este caso, o si él le cobró, ¿y cuánto?
Of course, the designers have a way of merchandising their products by gifting these products to celebrities. In your case, did you gift this hat to Melania, or did she buy it? And if she buy it, how much did it cost?
Yes, I haven't worked out a price for it yet. It's probably going to be about $10 billion.
that's a good price.
But listen, it's really I can't really gauge what something, you know, a version of this would be online, but I when you look at my website, you see that the prices are very accessible. Yeah. You know, and they're reasonable. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, a wide audience can have one.
Yeah. Eric Javits con J. J-A-V-I-T-S. Ahí lo pueden encontrar. Eric, do you have any information about hats from our region? Hats from Colombia?
I know that Colombia and, you know, other South American countries specialize in beautiful hand-woven straw hats. And I've seen some. And I know that Colombia has beautiful, superior craft techniques, you know, which I think is really, really important because, you know, that's a generational thing that gets handed on from one generation to another and shouldn't stop, you know. In the United States, people don't use their hands anymore to create new things. You know, everyone's in front of a computer, and there's very little interest in people, you know, continuing these traditions and because I started as an artist, and you know, that's really love, you know, is I put all my love into whatever I make. I don't do it for the money, you know, and it's really just been really an inspiration because all creativity comes from, you know, God. And I sort of feel that, you know, this country, the United States of America, you know, God really inspired our founders with this idea that freedom comes from God. You know, it doesn't come from man. It's a God-given right. And that's the Judeo-Christian values are the foundation of this country. And so I think, you know, with that, you know, through that lens, we look at everything that transpires, you know, in this election. And, you know, I sort of, you know, God has a hand in everything, you know, so I feel very blessed, and I will just continue, you know, enjoying my work.
Yeah, good luck, and we hope you can come to our country. We have beautiful handcraft hats, has been doing for our Indian reservations, and sombrero volteado. You will have a lot of inspiration in our country. We hope you can come very soon. Ana, yo tengo...
Yeah,
I have a last question. Ana, yo tengo una última pregunta. ¿Qué opina nuestro invitado de la directriz del presidente Trump de acabar con el género? Es decir, que en Estados Unidos solo puede haber hombres o mujeres.
this is perhaps another subject, but we're gathering opinions in terms of some of the declarations that Donald Trump gave yesterday. And it's one of the acts that he signed, that is that the federal government is going to eliminate any other gender that is not female or male. I mean, you have any opinion about this?
I don't know about those things, really. I do feel that, you know, biological males, you know, will always sort of be males because they don't have, you know, the same body. You know, they don't have the genetics of a female, obviously. But, you know, there's been so much controversy because if you identify, if you're a man and you go through a change to and you identify as a woman physically or mentally or emotionally, you know, I don't know what that's like. You know, I've never had that experience. You know, someone I'm close to does freely dress, you know, in women's clothing. And that doesn't mean he sees himself as a woman, from what I understand. It just means that he's expressing a more feminine side, you know, from a fashion aspect. And I think it's sort of very freeing that anyone should be able to express themselves and be their authentic selves. You know, so if they feel like they want to express the feminine part, you know, that's great. It's not for everybody, honestly. And sometimes it doesn't look right. It looks absurd, you know, but that's, you know, you can't make fun of people because that's not right. I agree with President Trump. There will always just be, you know, two genders. Part of that has to do with indoctrination in young people at our schools. You know, where they're, you know, taught that there are more genders than two genders. And that's just not accurate. You know, that's really a, I don't know, I don't think that's correct, you know. So I think that he's, you know, pushing against that because he doesn't want to see women athletes injured because there's a biological male competing against them. And that's happened in some instances. I mean, it can be very dangerous, you know, really. If a biological male that identifies as a woman is playing in a sport and mm-hmm. you know, they're obviously physically, you know, stronger yeah. than the other women, you know, that's just, you know, it's just, we don't want to see any injuries and casualties. Not yeah. right.
Eric, thank you very much for your time. And again, congratulations on your beautiful hat.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Él es Eric Javits, es el protagonista hoy de la otra parte de la jornada de ayer, el sombrero de la señora Trump. Grace, resumen ejecutivísimo.
Sobre el precio, nos dice que nosotros podemos ver el catálogo en línea, podemos ir a la página y ver que son precios bastante asequibles y razonables que cualquier persona de la audiencia puede comprar. Sobre los sombreros en Colombia, si los conoce, dice que sabe de Colombia y de otros países sudamericanos que hacen estos sombreros a mano y con técnicas artesanales, que pasa una tradición de generación en generación que le parece muy valioso porque las personas no están usando mucho las manos, por ejemplo, en su país, sino que están enfrente de un computador todo el tiempo, así que él comenzó como artista y siente mucho amor por lo que hace. Él no lo hace por el dinero, él cree que toda esta inspiración viene de Dios, él usa a Dios como uno de sus pilares fundamentales para tener todas estas ideas y tener esta libertad de crear y hacer estos sombreros, y nos dice que esos son los valores también que en los cuales se basa la nación y los Estados Unidos, así que están bendecidos absolutamente por todos los lados. Y sobre esa directriz de Donald Trump sobre los géneros, de que solo hay hombre y mujer, él dice que está de acuerdo con eso, que solo hay dos géneros, porque nos dice que ahora hay una adoctrinación en los colegios diciendo que hay más de dos, y para nuestro invitado eso no es preciso. Se está Donald Trump, digamos, cambiando ese tema porque no le parece justo que mujeres atletas se enfrenten con hombres biológicos que dicen que se identifican con ser mujer, y puede ser peligroso porque pueden salir lastimados, así que por eso él está de acuerdo con el mandatario, aunque obviamente respeta a cualquier persona que quiera usar un atuendo de mujer, que no significa necesariamente que sea una mujer, sino que quiere expresar un lado mucho más femenino a través de la moda.